This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The book is Lies My Doctor Told Me, Medical Myths That Can Harm Your Health. I'm envious of the title. The author, Dr. Ken Berry, is with us. He's a family practitioner down in Tennessee. And he's been researching the medical myths and outright lies that doctors commonly tell their patients. And we're just going to touch on a few, but the book is well worth your while. So let's talk a little bit about the thyroid. And this is a pet peeve of mine. And you have beautifully summarized it in this statement. Your TSH is normal, so your thyroid is fine. True or false?
Exactly. I would call that false. And especially when a man or a woman comes to me and they have multiple symptoms of low thyroid, right? And so if someone's perfectly healthy and fine and they just feel great, couldn't feel better, then maybe checking a TSH and it being normal, that may be fine. But most people, when they come, they're saying, man, I'm fatigued all the time. I don't sleep well. I'm gaining weight. I can't seem to lose weight. My skin is always dry. I'm always constipated. When somebody has all these symptoms, to just check only a TSH or a thyroid stimulating hormone, and when that returns normal, then to say, well, your thyroid's fine, that's malpractice. I mean, that's more than just a lie. You have done that patient a disservice, because you know as well as I do that having low thyroid or hypothyroidism increases your risk of heart failure. It increases your risk of morbid obesity. Just hundreds of severe medical complications come after years of being an undiagnosed low thyroid patient. And so every patient with these symptoms deserves and should demand that they have a full thyroid panel checked.
Mm-hmm. So additional tests, but also sometimes, you know, I have to say an empirical trial of thyroid in a patient,
yes,
who meets all these criteria and maybe has some,
yeah,
borderline thyroid tests. You know, in effect, they're not meeting the very stingy criteria of the American Endocrinological Society,
right,
which seems to, you know, make thyroid sort of like the unattainable holy grail for patients. You have to, you know, qualify for it. But
right,
so many of my patients, probably so many scores of your patients, have benefited enormously, even when they had relatively normal thyroid tests, TSH, you know, maybe a little bit high, but not crossing the Rubicon in terms of outright diagnosis of hypothyroidism.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that really triggers me. Doctors, and this, we go right back again to the laziness and the ignorance, right? Doctors, the average doctor thinks that thyroid replacement hormone must be some kind of crack cocaine or something.
Exactly.
Because,
yeah,
they think
it's easier,
oh,
to get a prescription for fentanyl, I think.
Yeah. They just want the thyroid hormone because they want to feel good and lose weight. And what doctors have forgotten, I don't know if any of these doctors have just never had a patient with hyperthyroidism, but people with overactive thyroids who have too much thyroid hormone also feel miserable. No patient is going to purposefully take too much thyroid hormone. They'll immediately stop taking it,
yep,
because if you take too much,
yep,
you feel equally terrible.
Yep.
But doctors seem to forget this, and it's almost like it's trained into us that people are going to try to game the system to get some thyroid hormone replacement. And I don't understand that at all, because I agree with you 100%. I think for many people, if their lab results after I've checked that complete panel are still equivocal, I'll let them try a month or two of thyroid replacement hormone and see how it makes them feel. If it makes them feel better, then they need it. If it makes them feel fatigued and jittery and anxious and not good,
yeah,
then they don't need it, and they can stop it immediately.
Exactly. The book is peppered with really wonderful quotes. Here's one of them from Voltaire, a philosopher who lived around the time of the French Revolution, around 1790. Doctors are men who prescribe medicines of which they know little, to cure diseases of which they know less, in human beings of which they know nothing. That's Voltaire in 1790.
One of my heroes.
Yeah, and not much has changed in, 230 years.
I would submit that nothing has changed. That still occurs every single working day between doctors and patients. That's what happens.
So you have a chapter with an intriguing title, which is "There is more to women than estrogen." What did you mean by that?
So the average doctor, when a woman in her 40s or 50s goes and says, "Doc, I'm fatigued. I can't sleep at all. Everything annoys, aggravates me, gives me anxiety. I'm gaining weight." And so that doctor's knee-jerk reaction is, "Oh, you're in menopause. Let me give you an artificial estrogen supplement or a replacement. Mm-hmm. Let me give you Premarin. Let me give you Prempro. Let me give you estradiol, or even worse, estratest." And we could talk about taking testosterone orally if you'd like.
Wow.
But the problem is, first of all, that estrogen replacement that the doctor just prescribed is not real estrogen. And no patient knows that, and most doctors don't know that. That is a patented molecule. It cannot, by definition, be the real estrogen molecule, or the big pharma house couldn't have got a patent on it. Right.
It has to be a designer molecule, something that
That's right. It's an estrogen-like molecule. And so it does have similar effects in the body, but it also has dangerous side effects. And that's why we, in the Women's Health Initiative, we saw that women who take these artificial estrogen hormones have an increased risk of heart attack, breast cancer, and other things. And so what doctors forget is that women need all three of the gender hormones. They don't just need estrogen. They also need progesterone and testosterone. And in fact, those are the first two hormones to usually desert a woman in the early stages of menopause, is her testosterone and her progesterone will start to nosedive years before her estrogen does.
But and the kind of progesterone that is often given in the hormone replacement therapy, standard conventional hormone replacement therapy, is Provera, which is
also a
synthetic,
pseudo progesterone. That's right. It's not real progesterone, and I never prescribe it. And any woman listening to this, if you're taking estrogen or progesterone in the form of a pill that you put in your mouth, that is not real estrogen, and 99% chance it's not real progesterone. There are some compounded versions of progesterone you can take by mouth. But you need to go see your doctor, or you need to Google bioidentical hormone optimization and then the name of your city, and find a doctor who knows how to balance your hormones properly, because the only way for a woman after 40, 50, 60, somewhere in there, it's different for every woman, the only way to feel your best is to have your hormones optimized. And the only way to do that is with bioidentical hormones, because they are, as the name would suggest, the exact same molecule as the hormone you used to make.
Well, let's talk about testosterone, because that is highly controversial. There are actually ads on TV for low T, for so-called andropause. And we tend to think of it as a man's hormone, but you mentioned earlier that it's sometimes given to women. So you actually touch upon that in one of the chapters in the book. Which chapter is that? Will this give men prostate cancer? That's the big fear, is, when you give men testosterone, that's going to, a lot of doctors running scared. They don't want to give men testosterone.
Right. And so if your doctor says, "Well, I don't want to give you testosterone because it'll increase your risk of prostate cancer," the next question you should ask should be, why? Where did that come from? What research is that based on? Because if your doctor actually takes the time to research it back to its origin, as I've done, he'll find that it's based on the opinion of one doctor based on three patients back in the 1940s.
That's in the book, and you talk about that.
That's exactly right. And so it's based on nothing. There's no meaningful research in existence. that shows that optimizing a man's testosterone, mm-hmm. putting it back where it should be, not making it falsely high, but just correcting it, mm-hmm. is going to increase that man's risk of prostate cancer in mm-hmm. any way.
Well, so how many, I mean, the point being is how many 25-year-olds get prostate cancer? They've got major high levels of testosterone. It's usually the men who are experiencing the dwindles in their 50s, 60s, and 70s with plummeting testosterone who are most at risk for prostate cancer. Plus, there are now some studies, and this just blows my mind, it's something that I've suspected for a long time, men who have been successfully treated for prostate cancer can safely be given testosterone. You're aware of those studies too, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. And I have the conversation with them because obviously that's almost third rail, territory that you're in at that point. But I explained to them the true risks and the meaningful benefits and the possible complications. And if they're willing to proceed, I have no fear whatsoever that I'll harm my patient who's had prostate cancer in the past by optimizing his testosterone. And I think 20 years from now, when we look back, we'll say, actually, Dr. Berry was decreasing his risk of a secondary occurrence by optimizing his testosterone hormone.
Even decreasing the risk. That's interesting.
Yes, absolutely.
So, just brings to mind the issue of, how often do you feel hamstrung by medical guidelines that dictate that doctors treat, for example, a cholesterol that's over 200 or deny men the opportunity to get testosterone or suggest that you look at only the TSH as a determinant of whether someone should get thyroid. And by the way, the type of thyroid medication that's often advocated is synthetic thyroid instead of natural. It's got to be, frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I'm sure everyone listening has seen the recent articles about doctor and nurse burnout, that doctors are retiring left and right. And it's because they've been painted into this box, and I think they've allowed themselves to be painted into the box of your one and only job is to listen to the patient for about 45 seconds and then to pull out your prescription pad and write them a prescription for some patent medicine. That's your job. And that's all you get to do. You don't really get to think or study or learn or grow. You just do that. And if you step much outside that box, you might get a call from the medical board. You definitely will get worried looks from your colleagues. And no one wants that. No one wants to be judged or put under the spotlight or the microscope. And so most docs just go along to get along. But the problem with that, the very thesis of this book, is that doctors are duty-bound to do more than that. We took an oath to first do no harm, and if by your laziness and your ignorance you're giving your patient bad nutrition advice or bad medical advice, then you, my friend, are doing harm.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this vital message with you. Here goes. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by True Niagen Pro. Cellular health is the foundation of wellness. True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient. True Niagen Pro is a unique form of vitamin B3, clinically proven to safely increase NAD, a vital resource used to help fuel and maintain the health of all living cells. But this critical cellular resource is not constant. It's been found to decline up to 50% as we age. When NAD levels are low, our cells have a harder time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Published research shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, supports healthy cellular metabolism, and promotes cellular repair. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies and is only available through healthcare practitioners. You can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to Dr. Ken Berry, author of Lies My Doctor Told Me. I'm not sure if you touched upon it in this book, but one of the big medical myths is that if you've got stomach problems, take an acid-blocking medication. I'm sure you touch upon it, but I couldn't see a specific... You didn't make it among your 25 big lies that doctors tell.
Yeah, the book could have actually been about 900 pages long.
Well, maybe there's a part two. I mean, I'm sure you could generate another 25.
Yeah. Probably. I'm actually working on a YouTube video about that exact topic right mm-hmm. now. And the title's mm-hmm. going to be, Is Your Heartburn Pill Dangerous? And because you and I both know that if you just thoughtlessly take the proton pump inhibitor that your doctor thoughtlessly keeps re-prescribing for years and years and years, there are terrible, terrible side effects and terrible chronic diseases that can come from that. And that's a huge thing. And that's a great example of how doctors, you know, proton pump inhibitors, Nexium, Prilosec, Prevacid, Acifex, those things were intended to be used from 2 to 6 weeks. They do not have an FDA approval for long-term use. None of them do. But yet doctors will just thoughtlessly refill that prescription for 20 years. And the patient's bones are getting weaker, their heart's getting weaker, their kidneys are being damaged by this. But since it doesn't happen quickly, the patient's not aware. And since the doctor's half asleep for most of the day, he or she's not aware. And so it just keeps, you know, big pharma keeps making billions. The patient keeps getting sicker and the doctor's not any the wiser.
And another area where there's a lot of abuse and overuse is antibiotics. And there you do have a chapter on the subject. And the subject is viruses laugh at antibiotics. And
sure.
I could append the word duh. But, you know, that's unfortunately, you know, we wield antibiotics at conditions that are just not amenable to antibiotic therapy all too often.
Yeah, and the estimate is that 97 to 99% of the time an antibiotic is written, no antibiotic is needed. Like virtually every time that you've had been prescribed antibiotics in your life, you didn't really need antibiotics. Antibiotics are meant for bacteria only, and 90% of infections easily in humans are caused by viruses or fungi, and antibiotics don't help that at all. And so anytime a doctor prescribes you antibiotics needlessly, not only do you have the potential acute side effects that you could have, which are sometimes disastrous, but then also your doctor's basically hardening the culprit bacteria in your gut and other parts of your body, so that if you ever do truly need the antibiotic in the future, it just won't work as well.
And to kick off your enumeration of lies my doctor told me, chapter one has an interesting title, Trust in God, Not Your Doctor. And where were you going with that? What was your intent in writing a chapter by that name?
So whether you're religious or not, my point is that doctors are practicing medicine that's at most been around 100 years. The human body has been in its current form for 250,000 years. And so whether you believe in a creator or evolution or some combination, you have to first and foremost understand, and that chapter was written for patients as well as doctors, you have to understand that the little minuscule things that doctors, the little, whirlpools that they're playing with in their teacup have no meaning in the larger picture of the paleo evolutionary place that we're at right now. We are not a snapshot. We are the same exact DNA that was running on the savannah 200,000 years mm-hmm. ago. And you can't just say, oh, well, Harvard Medical School says this, so therefore we're all going to do that now. It's short-sighted and it's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's a good way to kick off your discussion of many of the myths that predominate on a medical scene. You weigh in on our sun phobia, presumably you're talking about vitamin D. You also talk about whether too much calcium causes kidney stones, some great chapters here. And so I want to leave our listeners with some leads where they can find more information about you, because you do some excellent YouTube videos. What's your website?
So, KenDBerryMD.com is my website, and that you can kind of jump from there to any of my other social media. I'm most active on YouTube and Facebook. I have a Facebook page. My wife and I actually go live on the Facebook page every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central.
Oh, great.
I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. If I'm feeling exceptionally snarky or salty, I'll go yell at somebody on Twitter. But if I'm trying to just help regular people improve their lives, I'm usually on YouTube or Facebook doing that. The book is available wherever books are sold. It's published now. I self-published it, but then it was doing so well that Victory Belt Publishing picked it up, and we issued a second edition, and that's the one we're talking about today. that has the meat chapters in it. And I'm blown away that the book is doing so well. I'm very thankful for that. But in the big picture, all I want to do is when a patient walks into a doctor's room, exam room, I want the doctor to be awake and alert and realize that it's their job to know what they're talking about. And I want the patient to understand that this is their one life we're talking about. And if this doctor's having a bad day or just hasn't kept up on his reading, bad things can come from that one office visit if you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. The patient needs to be alert. Doctors need to be self-critical. Yes. And, you know, we got into this because most of us were very interested in science. We also wanted to help people. We thought that the medical profession was a perfect amalgamation of science and altruism. But unfortunately, yes, the science sometimes gets buried in the, you know, the day-to-day exigencies of dishing out treatments. And doctors sometimes default to algorithms, guidelines, and medical myths, which you successfully point out in this book. So great.
Absolutely.
Good stuff. Dr. Ken Berry, thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the great work. Keep getting the word out. The website, again, is KenBerryMD.com. Do I have that right?
I think it's KenDBerryMD.com.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you Google Dr. Berry, I think you'll find me.
I'm sure you'll pop right up there at the top of the Google search. Thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.